Well, today we're going to be in lesson 26 in our book, study through the book of Galatians. We're going to be in chapter 5 again, verses 22 through 23. And today I have titled this lesson, Have Patience. So if you have your Bibles, that's just to remind ourselves of this passage in chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Okay, so we're on to number 4 today, patience. So what is patience? Well, Webster defines it as bearing pains or trials calmly and without complaint, or steadfast despite opposition, adversity, or difficulty. Well, the first definition I definitely get, not complaining as you deal with the little things, is what that seems to be to me. Handling situations with grace and extending that grace to others even when it might inconvenience you. Then I think about that second definition. I think about how in the Bible we're told that if we hope for what we do not have, we wait for it patiently in Romans 8:25. That brings to mind all the warnings in Scripture that we will face sufferings and hardships on this earth. It's not an if, it's a when. Knowing, however, that we have hope in Him, we wait through those hardships and sufferings patiently because we know the inheritance that is promised to us, even through the opposition. Even through adversity and difficulty, we wait. However, do not think that we wait alone. The Scripture shares the most encouraging words about patience that exist. For starters, 1 Peter 3:20 tells us that God waited patiently in the time of Noah for Noah to build the ark so that even the handful of men and women that were on the ark could be saved. He could have wiped the whole world out and started again. He could have made the ark appear, fully created and ready to go, but he didn't. He chose to have a man build the ark slowly, painstakingly, over years, and he waited to destroy the world until those precious 8 were saved, along with the beautiful animals of God's creation. We also see Christ's immense patience as an example to us. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, Paul says, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." He saved Paul, the self-titled worst of sinners, to show his patience goes hand in hand with his mercy to save us from ourselves. Indeed, according to 2 Peter 3:9, even at this very moment we are experiencing God's patience. It says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." This doesn't mean, by the way, that God is waiting until every single person on earth has accepted him. We know that, unfortunately, hell will not be empty. This is talking about the full measure of the believers being brought in from among the Gentiles. That's the everyone being referred to here. Everyone whom he is waiting for, well, he's waiting for them. He could destroy the world whenever he wants to, ladies. We can see the trend of people in our world away from him. The depravity that continues to absolutely confound and amaze us. Yet he continues to show his patience because he doesn't want any of his image bearers to perish in hell, because he wants everyone to come to repentance. And again, don't make the mistake of thinking that because he's showing his patience and giving men time to come to him now that he'll hold off indefinitely. The day of the Lord will come, and when it does, there will be no extensions from God. You have your opportunity now, so don't wait until tomorrow to turn your life to him. What about us? What does Scripture tell us about being patient? Well, we see in Ephesians 4:2 where it says to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. That patience goes right along with love. Without love, patience is merely graceless waiting, and I know you've all done it too. It's that attitude of, I'm having patience with you right now, but you are inconveniencing me greatly as I do have patience with you, and I'm going to let you know it with the exasperated sighs and foot tapping and eye rolling. That's not love, folks. That's not true patience. The good news is we are not called to have this patience on our own. It's not something that will or can come from us. According to Colossians 1:11, we are to be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might to give us endurance and patience. It's not through our own strength that we show patience and mercy and grace. When we really want to tap our feet and roll our eyes or honk the car horn, it's through His power that we graciously are patient. And patient doesn't mean just standing around waiting. In James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, it says, "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains? You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord." We see that we are to be patient as a farmer is patient. A farmer plants his crops, and he harvests them, yes, but even though harvest is possibly the busiest time for farmers, they don't just hang out and do nothing while the crops grow. They're out in their fields, checking for pests that might destroy the harvest, pulling out dangerous weeds before they can take root, watering, making sure their crops have the food that they need. There's maintenance to be done on the farm to prepare for the harvest that you're waiting for. Our patient waiting is to be like that, not a kick back, don't worry about it attitude, but an attitude that keeps us in the fields of our hearts, pruning and growing and learning as we wait for our Savior to return. Hebrews 6:12 says it straight and to the point. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised. Laziness is not patience, ladies. Don't lie to yourself. I think that this one is one that we can all see that we struggle with every single day, right? Whether we're driving in our cars and become disgruntled at the other drivers who aren't driving the way we want them to so that, what, we can reach our destination 10 seconds faster? Or whether our children are taking their sweet time putting their shoes on so we can get out the door to that appointment? Or the dog who just made a mess on the floor right as you were stepping out to work? We all know that patience is something we need more of. I often, and only a quarter of myself is kidding about this, say that I'm not brave enough to pray for patience because then God will give me lots of opportunities to practice. It's true, though. I pray for patience for myself and others with caution because learning patience is hard, and I know that. However, I also know that people have to have patience with me every single day. I don't even know all the ways that I'm a trial to others' patience, but I'm sure I am. When I remember that, and when I remember all the ways that our God is patient with me, extending that gracious patience to those around me becomes easier as I let Him show through me to do it. My question for us all today is this. How are you being patient? Are you gracious in your patience, or does everyone know how much they are inconveniencing you as you wait for them? Consider Jesus' own words from Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 34. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the trees bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. What does the overflow of your heart reveal about you? Are you growing in patience, or are you making excuses why you don't have to? Remember, you can't manufacture patience, just like you can't manufacture anything else on this list by your own power and strength. It simply is not going to happen. You might be able to fake it for a while, but it's not truly patience. True godly patience is only produced in us through the work of the Holy Spirit. So if you see today that the overflow of your heart is decidedly impatient, you need to consider what you need to confess to God and lay at His feet. Ask for His forgiveness and then ask Him to change your heart. He is faithful and He will continue to produce that good fruit in you. Remember, He is the one who began the good work in you and He will see it to completion. Hold tightly to that promise and don't be discouraged as you bring your heart to Him for Him to change. Ladies, you can find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com. Day 26. Have patience.